The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this first day of the week, the 11th of March, 2013. And, Ron, the thought occurred to me during the top of the hour break. What if I would have taken that attitude? Well, I've tried everything, and, well, woe is me, and the hell with all this. I'm spending too much money. This entire network is eating my life. What if Ron McDonald never wrote his book, They Own It All, Including You, by way of toxic currency? What if Richard Mack never decided to do what he's doing? What if all these patriots that have been trying to wake other people up gave up? You know, that's what I'm taking away from this. I mean, Ron, am I wrong?
No, you're not. No, you're not. You know, and it evolves, and this may be a little off point, but it evolves around the law of attraction. You get what you put into the universe. That means if you feel like you can't do anything, believe me, you're not going to do anything. Nothing's going to be drawn your way. But if you believe you can do something, you will get the answers. You will start changing things in your own life and the lives of people around you.
And truer words were never spoken. I mean... If you go into a war for independence, are you guaranteed that because you go to war, you're going to win your independence? No. You might die a horrible death. Your family may be murdered. You may starve to death. Okay. That's not real attractive sounding, is it? Well, okay, all right, let me lie to you. Okay, you can be a soldier for freedom, and every day at 5 p.m. in your time zone, you can punch the time clock, go home, eat dinner with the family, watch a little TV, get a good night's rest, and then get up and do it all over. Does that make you feel better? Would it make you feel better if I lied to you? I've always been straight with this audience. And I know if it continues on its present course, I know exactly where it's going to end up. I know, not kind of, sort of, or the odds are, no. I know exactly where this is going to end up. Good people in this country that have arms are not going to give up their property, or the only property they can claim truly to be their own. Everything else is on loan. You get to keep it for a little while, and then you got to give it up. It's your own life. And I am saying to you that within my lifetime, within your lifetime, Mr. McDonald, we have seen our lives and the quality of that life erode to such a point that you can't even call it life anymore.
Yeah, you know, the thing that my greatest fear is that we do nothing, and then the result of it is that we're put into the camps, we're destroyed, we're killed, we're tortured. Anything that's imaginable in the minds of a man would happen to you at that point, because you've lost control, you've lost any ability to make a change.
Bloody, so that, you know, the image just flashed through my mind. Bloody footprints in the snow. What if George Washington would have given up against the rebellion against the King of England? What if he would have given up? We would never even had the chance to start this country, let alone watch it go down the old crap hole and then try to restore it. As I said at the outset, folks, I'm not offering anything that it's magic bullet or wand-waving material, but what we do is we make a lot of buds and pals and good friends, and we build a consensus, just as Ron Paul did in his political goings-on, running for president. He woke up a lot of people.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Let me take these calls. I don't like people in queue for too long. Sean in Pennsylvania. Hello, Sean.
Hi, John. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you? John, I wanted to tell you, listening to Peter and you last week was such a treat. It was so good to hear Peter again. And I also think your plan is a great first step.
It
I
is.
I think it's very sensible. It's been what I've been thinking about myself personally in my local area. And the document that you presented last week, I will be bringing it with me or sending it to him certified and asking for a declaration
mm-hmm.
of what side he represents.
Mm-hmm.
If he does represent the Constitution, now here's what I'd like to add to the plan to approach the sheriffs. The money. And what I mean by that, the unlawful foreclosures. They are doing the serving and
mm-hmm.
the processing.
Mm-hmm.
So on your network, you have Mortgage Endgame, which has the documents that show that all these foreclosures are unlawful
mm-hmm.
and fraudulent in regards to the MERS manual that says that they actually shred the deed.
And,
so,
yeah, and what they're doing, let me interject this, Sean, by continuing these foreclosures, the only thing they're doing is forestalling and becoming apparent to all the people of this land that these mortgage people and the banks themselves got involved in some highly suspect and highly illegal shenanigans. And but yet nobody has yet been charged for fraud. Nobody has yet gone to jail. There has been no funds recovered. Nothing. It's like it never, the act itself, we're left reeling with the aftermath of the act, but the act itself has never been called into question. And seriously, considering trying and jailing those that caused the problem in the first place.
Yeah.
Ludicrous.
That's my two-part plan, to find out where he stands and then to apprise him that he could be a party to fraud.
If you feel it necessary to move in that direction, you know, that's at your discretion. You are going to know your county sheriff a little bit more intimately than I'm going to know him, that's for sure. But they've got to understand that what's going on in this country, the people that are standing up and they're doing the reading and the studying, they're the ones that are right. You know, it's not, excuse me, FBI, you useless sacks of doo-doo. No, we're not anarchists. We're not terrorists. We're not these evil sovereigns that want to shoot the local PD guy because he pulls us over. No, my family.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My family is in supposed law enforcement, and when I speak with them, I say, "Look, this is the peaceful way."
Yeah.
I mean, I have a child. I don't want war. That's the last thing that I want to see. And if we can accomplish this in a peaceful means, so be it. God bless it.
And Sean, you know, but you know, the also what's got to be talked about in the same sentence is if we are not successful and we become a real pain in the butt to these people that have to be dealt with in the harshest manner possible, It will come down to that. Now, people are going to have to make the choice. So the heat gets turned up a little bit, are they going to fold up shop? Are they going to just shut their mouth and go home and hide under their bed?
Yeah.
I would hope that they have more self-respect for themselves than just that. But there have been many people that have sacrificed their lives, their liberties, their fortunes. Jeez, almost sounds like I'm reading my own epitaph, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, John, I appreciate everything you do. I resubscribed. I didn't know that that the archives weren't continuing. And so I just want to let you know I do whatever I can to help you, and I'm with you.
Well, Sean, I appreciate your call, and I appreciate what you're doing out there. We just have to increase the effort. Thank you very much.
I sent everybody that article out. Plus, there's a PDF I also sent to you.
Good.
The non-resident alien position.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised. It was a complete thing, A to Z, how to get out of it.
Make sure that I got a copy.
I sent you it.
Yes. Okay.
John Statmiller at hotmail.com.
Okay. What should I be looking for here?
It should say your document, and so good to hear you and Peter.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
All right, sir.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, my goodness. We're not to the point, folks, that we can get up in the air and puff up our chest and blow the clarion horn and say, yes, and another one bites the dust. Another ne'er-do-well bites the dust. We're not there yet. We want to be, but we're not there yet. Small victories are happening all the time. Enough to affect a change for the course of this nation? Not yet. Not yet. How many gun owners are out there? 100 million plus? How many firearms do they possess? I don't know. 300 million? I don't know. A lot. And the change, the pendulum is starting to swing the other way. Oh, boy. I'll put that one in there. I'm not proud. I'm not ashamed. The pendulum is starting to swing. And it's swinging because people like Sean, like other callers that call into this program, that listen to this network, that they're serious-minded individuals. They're not half-cocked at Mach 3 with their hair on fire, Prozac zombies. They're real living beings, human beings, blood and flesh, that see what the problems are. But again, singing the song of the damned, standing on the deck of the Titanic, you know, come on. You know, If I was sitting near the captain's table and I heard, yes, we're in an ice field and we're proceeding full speed ahead, I would have shoved matzo balls up the guy's nose or something. I don't know. I can tell you one thing. I would not have gone down on that ship of state. I definitely would not have. I would not have died on that damn ship. Jeez. Dallas in Canada. Hello, Dallas.
Hello.
How you doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Our biggest fight is to win public consensus. And if it's any token of a good sign, well, the Zionist media machine definitely is waging a war against people who speak up.
Yep.
And I'll just give you an example of how this is happening here in my neck of the woods. The most popular talk show out here, he continually attacks anybody who's anti anything, and they're labeling people as anti or negative in to people who don't notice what they're listening to. They're sort of brainwashed into attacking you if you say anything that's against what the mainstream is saying.
Oh, please, and, please, do me a favor. Give me the information about the station, the host of the show, the call-in number. Please let me have a chance to call into that show.
Sure, absolutely. I will send you his information. It's
okay.
The Chorus Radio Network. It's Canada-wide. But I'll just let you know, in our economy, here's what's going on right now. They're trying to win public consensus for the new debt system. They just released a budget for our province out here. And on this radio station, for the last 4 days, they've been talking about how going into a deficit in order to build infrastructure and invest into our economy is the new way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
They said long are gone the days of saving and then spending. We now go into deficit.
Yeah.
So they're bringing that economic system here to enslave our children, not only yours down there. So
mm-hmm.
we just have to keep speaking out and, you know, just have to set our friends in line when they start to get negative and just remind them that they are being attacked as well.
And
being brainwashed.
And Dallas, you know, this talk show host has his little chorus of, I guess, his own little brand of ditto heads that will go on the attack at a given cue. But you know what you need
right.
to do? As simple as this. You have a few more voices that join your chorus, and you turn up your volume. You can frustrate
yeah.
this man to a point where he either commit suicide or stroke out on the air. Either or. Doesn't sound to me like he's worth a whole lot to anybody except his radio station, a few advertisers, and pandering to his...
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, his projected.
I want to touch on the subject of stroke. I just wanted to let you know that when your passion reaches that absolute maximum level, John, you energize every one of us. And I just want to let you know, next time that happens, just imagine little nuclear bombs and a big mushroom cloud going off that releases all your energy. And no one can hide from it.
God, I just got the mental picture of that in a little mushroom cloud where my head used to be.
Well, I just want you to imagine that so that energy that comes out of you doesn't come back and bite you.
All right.
You feel good when that happens, okay?
Dallas, I thank you for your call, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
I just, you know, maybe I'm, oh, gosh, maybe it is my fault because I am not relaying to the listeners out there exactly what's on my mind, and maybe I'm getting mad when they don't. But I've arrived at a point where I think I'm a broken record. I keep repeating the same thing over and over and over again. Maybe I need to explain it a different way, or maybe you better get some better ears. I don't know which. A nuclear explosion where John Statmiller's head used to be. A little mushroom cloud wafting up into the atmosphere. What a thought.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Play something for you, and I did this on the air before, but you may have been noticing this if friends have been emailing you YouTube videos and, well, these internal checkpoints, supposedly done by the customs agents, but with a heavy dose of Homeland Security lording over them. And they're asking you just a few simple questions because, well, that's their job. Are you an American? Well, I don't know. What freaking country do you think I'm in, or what country do you think you're in? How far am I from the border? Well, you're about 150 miles. Well, geez. Then I guess I'm on an American road, and am I free to go? Well, not until you answer the question. Well, no, you have no right to ask that question. What's your probable cause of thinking that I'm not a legal resident? Well, that's their job, customs agents. But generally, customs agents ask that question of people coming to and fro over what? A national border, right? Well, same thing applies. Their mission to ask the questions to fulfill their obligations of picking up their paycheck every week. Well, here's a little incident that happened, and I do believe this was in Oregon. Let me load it up here. Where a young law student...
You're invited to take the Lysol Wipes Challenge.
And what does it say? Sorry for their advertisement. Streaming video isn't cheap. Yeah. Yeah, we get that. Hold on here a second. Oh, yes, go out there and buy your can of Lysol, folks. Yes, it's most important that you do that. That'll save the world, or at least save you from a few germs. At any rate, this was a law student that knew that a policeman has no right to ask you for any identification unless he thinks you've committed a crime. Hence, probable cause. Here's what the young attorney-to-be, carrying a gun down a street of an Oregon city, had to say to the local gendarme.
How are you?
Not bad.
Just so I can concentrate on what you're saying.
Yep.
I'm just going to...
Okay, I don't consent to any searches. I just want to make that clear.
I'm not going
to
search it.
I don't consent to any seizures either.
Okay. Yeah, he just took his gun.
Okay. What crime am I suspected of committing? And you just pointed that gun at me when it was loaded, just so you know. You twisted it, pointed it right at me. Before you wrecked the slide, you pointed it right at my legs.
People are calling about a guy walking around with a gun, so...
Okay. That's not illegal. Can I have my gun back and get moving along?
Need your ID, and then we'll get you on your way.
What crime do you suspect me of committing?
Like I said, people are starting to call about a guy carrying a gun.
Yep, that's a report of illegal activity. What crime do you suspect me of committing? In order to stop me, you have to suspect me of a crime. Can you get your supervisor here?
He is on the way.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, like I said, people are concerned. It's a public safety issue. So I'm here to make sure...
Oh, public policy. Public safety.
You make sure you're all set. Okay, so I just need to get your ID, and then we'll call it good.
No, sir.
You're not going to give me your ID.
Unless you are issuing me a summons as 17A, 15A
I need to make sure
requires, then...
Can you let me speak for a second?
Yep.
I need to make sure you're not a felon to carry this.
Do you suspect me of being a felon?
I don't know you. So
okay. Let me stop right here. The cop is saying to the man, I need to see your ID. I need to find out if you're a felon. That would preclude you in my little interview of finding out, sticking my nose in your business... During this interview, if I can load up some charges and haul your little keister off to jail. It's known as the interview. Okay, let's continue.
Okay, if you don't suspect me of being a felon, then I would like my gun back and I would like to proceed on my way.
In order to carry a gun, you're not allowed to be a felon.
Correct, but unless you suspect me of being a felon, there's no reason for you to stop me.
There is a reason to stop you.
Unless you suspect me of a crime, as Terry v. Ohio, Delaware v. Prowse, requires you to have a suspicion of crime before you detain an individual. Brown v. Texas does not allow you to stop an individual and demand their ID.
Can I get your first name so I can speak to you on a person-to-person basis here?
No.
You're not going to give me
your... No, I'm not going
to. You're that type of guy when I'm trying to have a conversation.
I'm sorry, sir, but for my own protection, I would rather not give you anything because any name I give you is going to go in the police report about this incident.
There's going to be no police report.
There's a police log generated for every call.
This is called a pedestrian report.
Oh,
yep.
There's a difference.
And unless you have a reasonable suspicion that I'm committing a crime, you can't detain me. I have to be free to leave. It has to be a consensual encounter, sir.
Here's the deal, sir. You are walking down Congress Street carrying a gun.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that illegal?
It's a cause for concern.
Oh.
Do you suspect me of committing a crime?
Sir.
Do you suspect me of carrying a crime, committing a crime, yes or no?
Sir, I need...
Here's the supervisor showing up.
Keep my pants up. Yeah, that's the buckle for the suspenders.
This is common practice, dude.
Okay. Yep. It's illegal common practice.
It's not illegal. You see a guy walking down the street.
Yes, it is illegal.
Yep. Okay. Is that the only reason why you stopped me?
Yes.
That I'm carrying a gun?
Yes.
Okay. In that case, I want you to refer you to DeBerry v. U.S. DeBerry v.
Okay.
DeBerry v. U.S. says that a firearm, where legally carried, cannot be the only cause for reasonable suspicion for a stop.
Yep.
Am I free to go?
You
okay, can I have my gun back?
Sure.
Thank you.
The supervisor gives a nod. The intrusive little interviewer there promptly picks the gun up, hands it back to the man, and he went on his merry way.
Love it.
Now, this is what people are learning to do, to stand up for themselves. Oh, it's our policy. No, he's basically saying, no, that's my job, and I am going to do that, and you are going to tell me your name, and you're going to show me some ID, because I need to prove you that you're not a felon in possession of a firearm. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Your You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We're back. I do believe I've got a couple of calls here, so let me get to my proper screen, which I can't find. I'm sorry. Mark in Georgia, I was just told. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how's God bless you lately?
Okay.
All right. Well, you don't have time to go into detail, right? So, yes, I went to the local county GOP thing, and I'm going forward to the district level where I intend to put in some resolutions of my own, pointing out to people that... I think a one resolution needs to be pointing out that it's an act of treason to lie to the people as to a pretext of a war, and it is also an act of treason to misuse the term national security to obstruct justice. Hmm. National security means the security of we the people at large. I'm thinking about a number of resolutions like calling for the disbanding of the TSA and the Department of Fatherland. Oh, I'm sorry, Homeland Security and reinstating the lawful militia. That might make sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Well, one thing I had a problem with, they had a resolution about we're going to support Israel, and I tried to explain to them that I agree with those Jews that are anti-Zionist, and the guy who was, the chairman of that convention, basically he took it as though I'm some kind of a racist or that I'm an anti-Semite.
And Mark, that's always what the ne'er-do-wells, they'll start name-calling right from the start. That's when you know you're in the right.
And the thing is, the term bigot can cut either way, because bigot means one who is intolerant towards another's views. So Zionist
is Israel towards the Palestinians? No, there's a classic case.
Yeah, well, the thing is, it's like when I try to explain to some people, everything you're getting on the media is being run by the same plutocratic cartel system that created Israel in the first place. So it's not like you're getting a fair presentation of what's really going on.
Right.
So, you know, I was like, no, I don't have a problem with Jews. I listen to these anti-Zionist Jews and other Jews of conscience. They don't approve of what's going on. And I agree with them. What they're saying makes sense. And they're taking it as though, you know, Israel has a unilateral right to exist and a unilateral right to what they mean by defense is anything Israel does is an act of self-defense.
Absolutely.
Even if it, even by any sane definition, it constitutes a war crime. And, you know, he said something about, well, you said something about the synagogue of Satan. That's anti-Semitic. And I'm like, it's right in the Bible, bud.
Well,
and, you know, the thing is, his brother is a preacher in a nearby community. And I think I'm going to contact him to mediate, because I don't think I can reason with this guy one-on-one. But I'm like, you know, I'm not saying you intentionally slandered me.
Yeah.
But what you did was you misrepresented, you know, it's like, here's what the Bible says.
And Mark, by the way, excuse me, let me interject here, Mark. You're doing exactly, you did the prudent thing. You realize you were having a problem with this guy, so you're calling in some reinforcements.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is, I can't reason with him one-on-one, because I remember once saying I suspected that the Mossad was involved in causing 9/11, and he said, the Mossad? And it's like, yeah, that's Israel's intelligence agency. He says, oh, you're saying the Jews did it. I didn't say Jews did it. You read into it. You know, if I said the CIA was involved in doing it, I'm not saying that you did it any more than I did it.
Yeah.
But the resolution I'm planning on is like, we need to have a real investigation of 9/11 that addresses that. You can't have a legitimate investigation that discounts treason. And I'm saying, you know, I think the draft, I guess I could email it to you.
Yeah, please do. Tell you what, and to illustrate this point, I need to move on here. But to illustrate this point, do you know what's going on down there in Georgia around Atlanta?
You talking about Liberty Fest?
No, I'm talking... No.
Sorry?
By the way, you were going to say something about Jack Blood?
Yeah, I think he's going to be here. He's now here in Atlanta. I haven't met him face to face, but I understand he's April the 6th, you know, which isn't that far away.
If you're do me a favor, my friend. If you're going to that, talk to Jack. Get his number for me. I want to talk to Jack.
Oh, you want it? You're on good terms with him, I trust.
Well, we used to be, and we've had words in the past, and we've had good words, and we've had bad words.
And you want to basically make peace, and so I think that's Romans 12, be at peace with all men so far as it depends on you, right?
Well, whatever. That sounds good. I'll fly with that one.
And I will convey to Jack that whatever.
Look, if he wants to talk to me, he'll give you the number, okay?
Okay.
All
right. I'll do that. And
okay.
I'll see about getting this information to you.
Please.
In the meantime, my Facebook page is Mark Irvin Dabney, and I intend to post this text. As I was told, you need to get this in the proper text, and you need to break this up into a number of different resolutions.
Okay.
And that's what I intend to do with the Campaign for Liberty group. Where,
all right.
I'm curious. Do you know anything about this Ron Paul basically saying that his name was being used without his permission kind of thing, and going to some UN thing, because I'm just kind of surprised.
I have heard, I can shed no light on that. I've heard nothing about that.
Ah, okay.
Okay?
Well, I'll be
all right.
In touch. Okay,
thanks. All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Let me give you an example here. I'm driving into the network today. Beautiful day down here in Texas, and I mean under blue skies. Under totally cloudless, chemtrailless skies. Beautiful day. And I'm driving out of my neighborhood. There's a guy, he's doing yard work. And he's, after he's done his yard work, he's got his hose out and he's hosing down by the curb in the street and getting rid of all the detritus. And I looked and I thought, man, the guy's doing a lot of work on his property, trying to make it look good. He's a black man. And I thought about, and the thought immediately hit me. Here's a man that has a little bit of pride in how he presents his property to his neighbors. And you know, many people would be glad to have a neighbor like that. You know, I mean, if it's for nothing else, for property values. And then my thoughts immediately turned, why can't people recognize that when they speak, it's not necessarily racist? Okay, all you baggy, backwards hat-wearing, crack-hole people out there, you know, you're culturally deficient. And there's many black people in this country who've had enough of your deficiency. And it turns their stomach. Now, to say something about that, well, that's racist. No, it isn't. It's only racist because I'm saying something that's striking a nerve and you're reacting. Not in the proper way, but you're reacting. As Detroit, beset by violence, debt, and social woes, prepares to undergo a historic takeover by the Michigan state government, that's right, the once proud city of Detroit is going to be under the arm of the state of Michigan. And the city of Atlanta could be sliding toward a similar fate. Now, some are quietly wondering whether Atlanta is in danger of becoming the Detroit of the South. The city has experienced an ongoing succession of government scandals, ranging from a massive cheating racket to corruption, bribery, school board incompetence, and now the potential loss of accreditation for a local DeKalb County school system, the entire school system. For several years, problems of this sort have fueled politicians' reforms, including the creation of new cities in northern Atlanta suburbs due to the intensification of corruption scandals in DeKalb County. Some state-level reform proposals could become national news very, very soon. And in this paper, they say super white majority cities. As a result of the unsavory politics in urban Atlanta, northern suburban communities acted to distance themselves beginning in 2005, and you're going to love this one, Ron. How did they fight the corporation? Well, by creating their own little corporation. Many communities began the process of incorporating into cities. Now, thus far, Milton, Sandy Springs, Brookhaven, Dunwoody, Chattahoochee Hills, and Johns Creek have done so. These cities, after breaking away politically from urban Atlanta, have become so successful that a libertarian think tank, the Reason Foundation, has featured Sandy Springs as a model of effective government. The Economist has also applauded the northern Atlanta cities for solving the problem of unfunded government pension liabilities and avoiding the bankruptcy that looms over some urban areas. The new cities may soon be able to create their own school districts, which would free them even further from the issues besetting Atlanta. I'm not going to read this entire article, but let me just tell you exactly what happened in Atlanta. It's what they should have done in Detroit 50 years ago. When you start to see the crooks moving in and taking over and your city deteriorating, you first must look at the city government. What are these people doing and why is this happening? Atlanta sees it going on right now, but more importantly, the surrounding areas are starting to see Atlanta decay. The crime, the corruption, the insider deals, the kickbacks, the payoffs, and some little crew that rolls into town that thinks that, well, they own you and everybody, and we're going to do what we damn well please. Wrong answer. Now, is there a heavy tone of racism in this article? No, there's not. It's people that have just said that, look, we see what's going on here, and we're coming up with remedial and effective action. And they're not being called a bunch of racists, they're being called successful. Which is pointing out the non-successful Atlanta. Why is it unsuccessful? For the aforementioned reasons. Nobody down there is dare squealing racism, because the only thing that's going to do is blow back on Atlanta and amplify for all to see their miserable failures. And I hope that people take this to heart for the decaying cities that have been taken over by the crime syndicates, be they white, black, I don't give a damn. Give it a color. If it happens to be black, well, fine. It's a bunch of black criminals. Or if it's white people, it's a bunch of white criminals. If you want to keep thinking in these black and white terms, you go right ahead and do it. But because I point out that in Detroit they have had 50 years of black thuggery, I'm only pointing out that the people that did the thuggery were black. And when you opened your mouth in opposition, hell, you're a racist. No, I am not. You're an idiot. Can't we just all get along? God almighty. I mean, we've got to break through these imposed paradigms that you can't because, well, you're going to be considered a what? A practical person that wants to see success? That I'm going to do things to foster further success? That I'm going to protect and defend? That makes me a racist? Well, if I'm a racist, thank you very much. You're a damned fool. Fred in California. Hello, Fred.
How you doing, John?
Hi.
You know, animals committed the ultimate sin, and that was, I briefly got away from your radio broadcast, and I missed out on something, and I want to backtrack. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get a hold of our local sheriff to find out how he stands, what position he's going to take relative to the Second Amendment.
Okay, and, what city in California?
We're talking Santa Cruz County.
Okay.
And so far, it's been unsuccessful getting phone calls returned. But what my question to you is, what I thought I missed out on, was there a form letter or something you were referring to?
If you go to republicbroadcasting.org, let me see if I can pull it up here quickly for you. You go to republicbroadcasting.org. Come on, you little puppy, work here. All right. And you go under the RBN Network Updates.
Okay.
The Two United States and the Law, posted by John.
Okay.
Download that. And I was surprised it was highlighted, but when you print it out in black and white, it shows up as the highlighting as being gray, just as effective. Print it out, read it, understand it. Have any questions about it, get a hold of Peter Neese for a better understanding. You can email him at lawman07@live.com for any clarifications. And then, so to speak, go shoot this at your county sheriff.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic because I'm reading his mission statement, which is not even two lines. It's our mission is to ensure public safety in Santa Cruz County. We accomplish this through open communication and collaboration with our community, as well as a continuous professional development of staff to address crime and promote innovative correction solutions. That's it.
That's it.
But anyway, you answered my question. I want to thank you very much.
Okay.
And let another caller come on.
All right. Thanks again.
You got a good show.
All right. Thank you, Fred. Ooh, somebody unafraid. Recently woken up that's not afraid. God, give me a 500,000 of these people. Please. Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne.
Hey, John. Great show as usual.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for Peter's work last week, too. I thought that was what I would call seminal programming for sure.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, I was chomping at the bit to do it.
Absolutely. Hey, there's been quite a few requests and discussion about what's the best remedy for some of the problems that we see. And in my situation, I believe it's an individual responsibility that each of us study this stuff and take on our own battles so we can maybe get some victories that we could share. Mm-hmm. And I'm working off the belief right now that every problem we have in this country is due to a lawyer, a group of lawyers, an ex-lawyer, or a group of ex-lawyers.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that was the what the original 13th Amendment forbade.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, who wrote Obamacare? Who's behind these illegal aliens that are looting the country? And the codes, the regulations, and all that. And I guess I want to direct this to Ron especially, is with this kind of underpinnings, can we not use some of the same tips and or tricks and techniques that they use to trick us into what I would call an administrative contract? And when I say this, I want to get involved in a battle with one group of lawyers where I'm going to do a conditional acceptance for a validation of a debt they say that I owe. And I'm going to go at it with the belief that, you know, where's the contract, where's the proof of loss, proof of claim, and that sort of thing. And I kind of want to throw that out to Ron, because I think if we can start attacking these lawyers, either, you know, the ex-lawyers that are politicians or these law firms, we could have a decent shot.
Well, one of the Kelly's heels is they would be coming at you under a code of the state or federal code or what have you. Now, if you do research, you'll find out that codes are only evidence of the law. So the Achilles heel for them is to produce the actual law that you've violated, or the subject matter that you're talking about right now. And that is almost an impossibility for them to do.
That's it. Or the constitutionality behind that supposed law?
You could go there. You know, we already know that all administrative law, and that's what you see out there, that's the codes, everything else, they're all under the quasi-fourth branch of government that is not traceable to either the federal or the state constitution. It just appeared out of thin air. It came in through Roosevelt, basically,
right,
under the Administrative Procedures Act. So it basically is corporate commercial law.
Exactly. Now, I know one fellow who is quite successful in doing what he calls a preemptive strike. He's got about a 30-page notice and demand he sends to all these, whether they're law enforcement or politicians, and he just, you know, reads them the Riot Act about what they can't do or what their color of law cannot do to him. And what he's trying to do is that if there is an action against him, he's going on the belief that it's all perjury of oath, of office, if they were to go ahead and, you know, still make a move, despite the fact they've been noticed.
Well, I would agree. And the reason I agree is that when you look at your state constitution, it was written in a common law language. And what the officials are moving under right now is commercial. It's not within that instrument delegated by the people, you know, to the office itself. The office has the sovereign power of the people in it, and it's very limited. And this is why we have enumerations of powers. It would be hard or extremely difficult and impossible to ever find the authority that's being used today in administrative law.
So if you notice them properly ahead of time, and they, again, were to try to make a move, you feel like that they could have criminal complaints filed against them, and as well as, I don't know, what they do. Can't you file some kind of complaint with the Bar Association against a lawyer?
Well, if we're talking officials, or are we talking lawyers here?
Both. I see us being, you know, there's a lot of damage against us from both sides, you know, the ex-lawyers that are politicians and the current law firms that are turning people upside down.
Right. Well, concerning attorneys, they're supposed to be a member of the bar, have a license, a physical license, and on the back of that license, they're supposed to have an oath of office or an oath that says they'll swear allegiance to both the state and the federal constitution. So they are subject to that more than anyone else. You're not subject to that. You can overthrow the government if you want. You've broken new laws, basically. But with them, they swear an oath to uphold both state and federal constitution. Yeah, you can go after them individually for violations of law or practicing unconstitutional law. And it really is. It's all unconstitutional law.
Okay. All right. Very good.
All right.
And in the case of politicians now, like mayors or maybe the manager of a code enforcement department, again, same thing. They have an oath of office, don't they? And don't these codes have to have a constitutional basis to be considered positive law?
Well, when you're dealing with a code enforcement office, you'll realize that there's a violation of law right there, procedure of law. What happens is that the building department creates the office. Well, once once power is delegated, it cannot be redelegated. For example, the building department was created probably by the people of the county, and they delegated sovereign power to that office. Well, what the building department then did was take part of that sovereign power, move it out, and create a new office. They cannot do it. So that code enforcement officer is there in violation of the Constitution.
Very good. Okay, very good.
All right,
have you used these sorts of notices against these folks, Ron?
Oh, yeah. I throw people off my property. I'm well talked about in the county.
I can imagine.
My county.
If you ever have any examples you might want to post, it sure be great, because a lot of us are doing research like this. We will do our own work. It's just a matter of getting a little bit of a roadmap.
Yeah, well, you know, the most important thing is to look at your state constitution. Note that only three branches of government were delegated powers by the people, and anything beyond that is unconstitutional.
Great. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, Wayne. Appreciate it. We only have a few minutes left here. Bill Sardi over at Lou Rockwell, he did an article here, and I wished I had more time to go over this, but whatever the U.S. government is planning, it's already practicing. We know this. The fusion centers, the list is endless. In this, he wrote about what I had talked about a couple of weeks ago, about the Combating Terrorism Center at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, released this American far-right stuff and the anti-federalist and all these people that are whining and complaining about limited government. Well, really? You know, what the Constitution used to be. And I printed this entire thing out, and it is one heck of a read. But Bill Sardi took the trouble to do the article. It is posted on republicbroadcasting.org. Whatever the U.S. government is planning, it is already practicing. It's about the fifth or sixth story down. And I clicked on, he's got all the links in the body of that story when you click over to Lou Rockwell. And so I clicked on the CTC, Combating Terrorism Center. Do you know they took that document down since I put it on the air how many weeks ago? Because here's the wonderful people over there training the future commanders of the Army and God knows who else. Exactly what has happened to America and these anti-government people out there just claiming to be sovereign and the law doesn't affect them. We gave it enough press, folks, that the CTC actually pulled it from their damn website. This is a teeny victory. We catch on to their convoluted pretzel logic thinking, and we expose it. Once it gets exposed, they panic, and they pull it. Does this sound like people that are in the know, that are in the right, that are doing things lawfully? Of course not. We've caught them dead to rights in their propaganda for future military, God give it a name, I don't even know what you'd call these people. Well, just people to be used against fellow Americans. Yeah, probably in some grandiose peacekeeping expedition. Hey, Ron, thank you.
Hey, my pleasure as always.
I'm telling you, I look forward to the first day of the week, and I almost said the name. Thank you, Ron McDonald. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being here today. Think about what I've said today, please. Let's stop the pity partying, and just because I put forth an effort and it didn't work, I don't agree with you. Wrong answer. Thanks for being here. See you tomorrow. Now.